how did things go on sharing the stage with Lil Wayne, man? Like, how did that even come about?
It was epic, first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? It was an epic experience.
How was his performance, though? Because I heard some people saying, like, with the choice of Kendrick Lamar for the Super Bowl and Lil Wayne, and some people were trying to be like, yo, Lil Wayne don't got the stage presence like Kendrick would. What do y'all think about?
Nah, Wayne could have done it.
He put the critics to bed to me.
Word.
He could have done it. Yeah. His performance is phenomenal.
Nah, niggas exactly. Do weird shit for pussy, bro. Like, cross their homies for pussy.
His back door.
Right. Niggas to take a life for pussy.
Right.
Niggas to take their own life.
Take right. Their own life for pussy.
You know what I'm for saying? Real.
Yeah, bro. Like,
women go on girls' trips and try pussy.
That's the power of pussy. Right there.
It's been that way since Adam and fucking Eve.
Yeah.
I ain't mad, baby. Play the streets. These niggas weak.
Finest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.
Yo. Welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. This is a show for everyone who's willing to put in the labor to be greater and reach the highest point. Now, speaking about reaching the highest point, ladies and gentlemen, we have some special return guests in the building. I'm telling y'all, these fellas don't know how to stop working. We were just talking about them on stages with T.I. 2 Chainz, and they just keep coming with more. Recently, they don't share the stage with Lil Wayne. And, like, I can't wait to get into this new album they got going on, how they keep making these connections. I just like to welcome the Foundation, man. What's good with y'all fellas?
What's going on?
Yo, what's happening? We back, baby.
Yes, sir.
What's good?
Indeed, man. So glad to have y'all on. I just want to jump right into how did things go on sharing the stage with Lil Wayne, man? Like, how did that even come about?
It was epic, first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? It was an epic experience. And, you know, we just networking, man, still dealing with the same people that we've been dealing with, man. Shout out. Headliner marketing, you know what I'm saying? You know, they playing a big role in our success right now and, you know, how we moving around and being able to maneuver. So, shout out to them. But, yeah, man, it was epic, yo.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm
saying? We set it on fire before the fireman arrived.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, did y'all cross paths, connect, holler at him at all?
I mean, he was late as hell.
Understood.
You know what I'm saying?
Wayne in another stratosphere.
Yeah, I was backstage, you know what I'm saying, when, like, he pulled up, you know what I mean? Like, he pulled up in the vans, all the vans pulled up on some motherfucking goddamn Secret Service
right.
shit. He hopped out. Went straight to the stage.
Yeah.
Straight to the stage. No handshaking, then talk, then say nothing. Yeah. Got out the van, went straight to the stage, and then it was on.
Like, yo, that's what's crazy. So, how was his performance, though? Because I heard some people saying, like, with the choice of Kendrick Lamar for the Super Bowl and Lil Wayne, and some people were trying to be like, yo, Lil Wayne don't got the stage presence like Kendrick would. What do y'all think about?
Nah, Wayne could have done it.
He put the critics to bed to me.
Word.
He could have did it.
All that shit that they talking about. Yeah.
All that mumbling and can't understand none of that.
Yeah. Right.
Nah, he put him to bed, bro. His performance is phenomenal.
Nah. Like, wow. And he got hit, so I was like.
Yeah.
Could have done
all night. Yeah, all night, bro. Hits. All night, bro.
So he won't just in and out. He came out there and put on a show.
He had like two sets. He did his first set.
Yeah.
Then he took a break, and he came back and did a whole another set.
Yeah.
Damn.
And it was hits all night. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the thing about it is, you don't even really hear that. Like, cause like going into the show, it was a lot of shit going on. A lot of people had a lot to say, but
right.
I don't really hear nobody now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me?
And he just did
Dreamville. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I forgot about that.
Like, so he put the critics to bed, man. Like, everybody, I think it's just clickbait.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just clickbait. You feel me? So that's all that sure. is.
So how do y'all feel in front of that crowd? I saw some footage. I was like, yo, this looks cinematic what the Foundation is doing right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, how was that atmosphere, and how did y'all feel about your performances?
Our performance was epic, man. Doing what we do, man. It was business as usual. That crowd was, electrifying, man. You know, it felt good to be in front of that type of crowd in North Carolina.
Mm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was real. And then for, people don't really know, like, one of our first shows was in Raleigh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out Rod One. Rod One, you know what I'm saying? He family and all that. He booked us in Raleigh. That was, like, one of our first shows. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So to come back after making a whole bunch of moves and then to double back, you know what I'm saying, in the arena in Raleigh, like, it was legendary. You know what I'm saying? We did what we do.
Yeah.
It's business. I mean, as usual.
And as far as, like, the performance, like, we, like, at this point, we seasoned for it.
Right.
So it's like, you know, the preparation that went into it, we learned a lot from the past performances that we did, you know what I'm saying? Being on them stages and dealing with different personalities and different crowds, you know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't take too much to grasp Raleigh, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had them. Like, we had them.
Yeah. So you had a crowd feedback and everything.
Yeah. We had a lot of roars.
I heard them in the video. I was like,
we had a lot of roars, bro. Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of artists can't say they did that.
Right.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists can't say they did that.
Right.
So, like I said, we set the stage on fire before the fireman could get there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So
y'all definitely left your mark.
Yeah,
and then when I'm listening to y'all, I'm like, yo, y'all vocals sound real crisp. Your stage presence was there.
Yeah.
I could tell that you put preparation into what you do. It kind of was reminiscent of like some Jada Styles P, because you can really hear them, like the in and outs, the punch ins with each other.
Yeah, we live.
Yeah.
We live, man.
We're not over no vocals.
Nah, we don't.
That's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that was the difference between the Lox and the Dipset battle.
Yeah. That was the difference.
Yeah, when you go live, they really could feel you. You know what I'm saying? They really feel that energy. They really feel everything that you're putting out there. When you got the vocals in the background, it's kind of like, do I want to listen to him or do I want to listen to the song?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of times, like, yo, when you rapping over vocals and you ain't rehearsing, you stumbling.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
behind
saying?
Like, your vocals.
You stumbling, like, and it really takes away from the performance. You know what I'm saying? So we learned that real early to
Miss T put us on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Miss T put us on that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her. Like, she seen us rock a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we was over vocals and she pulled us outside and was like, yo, look, meet me here at this time. I need to talk to y'all.
Yeah.
That was, and you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't know her from a can of paint.
Right.
And when we met her, she was like at her salon. And she was like, yo, y'all need to be live. Like, y'all need to separate yourselves from everybody else. Y'all stars. Right. She just spoke a lot of confidence and a lot of uprising into us. And then, you know what I mean? She was the rehearsals started in her salon while she was doing hair to customers.
Yo, that's
crazy.
It's funny, but real shit. And
that's
it was
a tough,
like,
crowd.
What?
Nigga.
They told me to get their hair done.
And get their hair done, bro.
Y'all
in the salon, bro.
And we in there rapping. Like,
the first, hey, yo, man, let me talk. Look.
It's crazy, bro.
The first time we did that shit, right?
We was in there shell as hell.
She was like, we sitting down, right? She like this. Yo, what is y'all waiting on? We like, what are you talking about? She like, yo, go ahead.
Turn the music on. Like, and we in there, at first, and we in there, like, you know what I'm saying? Trying not to be loud.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she was like, really, like, now she like, yo, listen, now you wasting my time. Like, you feel me?
Word.
Like, now you wasting my time. And we had to really just get out of our
Shell.
Yeah. Just like, it
crash
was,
course.
Yeah. Right.
Crash course out of our shell.
Facts.
In front of women.
Yeah.
Getting their hair done.
Right. That's insane.
And waiting to get their hair done.
Yeah. Right.
And watching us.
Yeah.
Rehearse.
Yeah.
Yo,
and once
crazy.
we established that level of comfort.
Right.
It was a wrap after that.
20,000 people ain't nothing.
Exactly. Because people think you get stage fright in front of a massive amount of people, but you in front of a small amount of people that's totally not supposed to be paying you no attention, and you got to win them over somehow.
Yeah.
That's a big challenge.
That's that shit went from that to actually CD sales.
Because
we were still selling out the trunk.
Right.
So you had people in there getting their hair done, and we in there rehearsing, and they like, yo, y'all got music? And we like, yeah.
Mm.
And we started, and we were selling music too.
Yeah.
Like,
We got so comfortable in there. She used to leave us in there like, yo, lock up when you done.
Yeah. Wow. Once we established that comfort level, she was like, all right, yo, y'all could come after hours.
Right.
She gave us the code. Yeah. Lock up when y'all done, y'all good.
And yo, we used to be in the salon and then we'd go move some music.
Right.
And go there and rehearse for like three hours.
At the end of the night.
Yeah. That's 45-minute set.
Yeah, man. That's hard.
We still ain't done 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Nah.
But we used to rehearse a 45-minute set.
One time, we did 45 minutes. We did 45 minutes at Sugar Bears.
That was crazy.
Yeah, you can pull that off at Sugar Bears.
But that was over vocals. That was before Miss T. That was before all of that. But we did do 45 minutes.
Right, right. And then when you say Sugar Bears.
Yeah, Sugar Bears.
That shows you how long you've been doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Sugar Bears?
Back. Yeah, bro.
I don't think there ever will be another Sugar Bears, yo.
This, nah, man. They trying to figure it out over there. They trying to figure that shit out.
It's just a building.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. So let's talk about this album.
Okay.
Sabbath Noir.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Seven Noir.
Sabbath Noir.
Seven Noir, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So tell us, because what my understanding is that that means black vampire. But
you
close.
You totally are.
But you know, when I broke down the words in two, Sabbath and New Or,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like kind of religious. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to get you guys to give us some insight on the purpose of that title, what that title means.
Well, Smoove came up with the title.
Okay.
The title is Black Sabbath.
And you can call it, you can refer to it as Black Sabbath or Sabbath Noir.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason we ain't use Black Sabbath is because I think it's trademarked by the band Black Sabbath.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? That was back, you know, way, way.
Yeah.
So, I just remember watching a podcast with a rock band and somebody used something and they just, you know, they them lawyers and all that. So I'm like, yo, I was just like, you know, I don't think I want to use it, but I don't think we can because it's, and then bro was like, yo, what if we put it in another language?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we just went through a whole bunch of them and Sabbath Noir is actually
French
right. for Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it has nothing to do with vampires.
But, you know, they had this big move, big movement about vamp life and all this stuff that.
Yeah,
I was like,
it was literally just to give it some funkiness.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like Black Sabbath and a razor eyebrow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of people probably like, yo, Seven Wall, what the hell?
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out. Like,
you know
literally,
what
I'm like, I got it by notes. It's like, Sabbath mean refers to a day of rest and worship.
Yeah.
Which you is just, it's Sabbath, is Saturday.
It's the Sabbath, yeah.
So it's Black Saturday.
Mm. Yeah.
Black Sabbath.
Right.
Sabbath Noir.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay, okay.
Yeah, it was just something to make it funky. A lot of people,
yeah.
It's probably amazing where people's minds is going.
I'm sure all over.
Yeah. All over.
Because when I'm out, I know mine was all over.
Yeah.
I'm like, because I was scratching Vampire off the list, because when I'm listening to the music, I'm not hearing that. Maybe I might have heard something, maybe 5% of that when I reflect. But I'm gonna get into that too.
Okay.
They getting deep in the industry.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, what's going on?
What's going on?
Like, yo, they getting big. All right, I'm seeing why.
People just they go everywhere with it, man.
Yeah. I mean, with everything going on and people having access to just Google and look up anything
and just
draw their own perspective.
Yeah.
You never know what conclusion people come to, you know what I'm saying? Unless you talk to the source.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We got the source right here on the Highest Point Podcast, you dig?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So starting off with that first one, City of Gold, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like what y'all was talking about on that joint. You was talking about, it's no such thing as tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, if I live and die today, fuck it. I did it my way.
Such thing in tomorrow. I ain't worried about tomorrow. If I live and die today, I'm like, fuck it, I did it my way. Ain't no such thing in tomorrow. I ain't worried about tomorrow. island, we low gas. We move.
I want to understand what y'all, that sounds self-explanatory, but I want to understand you guys' perspective when you came up with that track.
We living in the time where you living in the present, man. You know what I'm saying? And
it's getting deep in here. Hold on. Let me.
Yeah.
It's
so
a little deep in here.
So when you living in this time, right? You living in the present time. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is, a lot of moves that you make is based off your past, but you don't really want to put things off to tomorrow. Like, once you get in the habit of putting things off to tomorrow, that's just where you fall at. You know what I'm saying? And we just felt like we stopped putting things off to the next day. We started being proactive in that day that we was in. What we doing today? How we moving today? Right. Hey, yo, if we fail today, fuck it. Then we going to fail our way. We're not going to fail because we waited on somebody else. A lot of the times, people want to dictate your emotion based off of their time frames.
Right.
And then you waiting. You know what I'm saying? So we, you know what I'm saying? We got tired and we broke off a lot of business relationships with a lot of, you know, local people and also, you know what I'm saying, people that was close to us because, yo, you're not going to dictate our emotion based off of your time frames, you know right. what I'm saying? So if we going to fail today, we going to do it our way. Hey, listen, if we going to ride today, you know what I'm saying? If this is the day, it's going to be on my time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not nobody else's time. You know right. what I'm saying? Like, and that's God willing, too, at the end of the day.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? Sound like when I go, I don't want to go thinking about what I should have did, the ifs and all that.
And I know regrets.
And on another note, on a little shallow level than that, you got real deep right there. But just, are you satisfied with the previous day?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Did you put enough work in today?
Right.
To get where you trying to be, wherever you trying to do, did you put in enough work before you go to bed and you say, yo, I had a productive day. I did everything that I can possibly do today. I did it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow's not promised for nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. No, at all, man. It's not. It's not. Yo, bro. We're living in some weird times.
Right.
And ain't no such thing in tomorrow.
Right. Like, for real.
No such thing in tomorrow, yo. Like, for real.
We set the tone with that one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, y'all came in heavy. And it kind of made me think, I'm like, yo, is that the one that I heard through the wall and I said I wanted to meet y'all? Because it would seem kind of reminiscent. I'm not sure if it was the one or not, but it felt like that was the one I heard through the wall.
Yeah.
Because I know when I listened to y'all other project, I never heard that track that I heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I checked this album out, I'm like, wait, is that the one? Yeah, this joint feel familiar.
It could have been because the whole time frame, we was working on Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Mm. We was working on Black Sabbath for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we actually took our time. Right. Well, we took our time with Lil Suffer Celebrate, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something Black different Sabbath about Black was, Sabbath. We was moving around a lot, too, though.
Gotcha. It was more, Black Sabbath, we would, like, really strategically chose the production on that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't something where we just like, all right, yo, we about to just, we entertained everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of projects, we just entertain everybody. Like, motherfucker might send a package of beats.
Right.
Black Sabbath, it was like, that one.
It was a certain tone. Yeah, it was a certain tone. Like, too.
It was all cohesive, too. Even with the track layouts.
Yeah. Like, that even took a while.
Yeah.
That wasn't easy. Like, that even, like, we was going back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, we was getting like, yo, you want this one to go first? And it's like, yo,
it's tracks that I had in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The whole way through.
Didn't make it.
That didn't make it at the cut.
Right. Yeah.
But the whole time, I'm like, yo, this got to be on. This is on.
Right.
And then when everything came and it's like, all right, it was like, yo, we that got shit
some,
don't even fit.
We got some singles that we got in the cut that we going to drop that's like, yo.
Yeah.
We thought for sure this was, yo, this is going to be on the album.
Right.
They didn't make it.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Man, that track list and order, that joint is hard to do.
Yeah.
Like, for real, for real. And it definitely changes every day.
Yeah.
But I think it ended up perfect. And, like, y'all started off real hard. And man, like, y'all start hitting the second gear. I'm start getting into those tracks. And then it was like, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, yeah, all right. Uh-huh. they own one. You know what I'm saying? I was like, that's what's up right there. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We talking about, you know, tomorrow. So let's get into Pussy. You dig? I'm going to jump man straight to that.
It's an exclusive. Little sneak peek.
Little sneak peek. You might get a little sneak peek.
So much shit, it's unbelievable. First they hate you, then they love you. Some stuck between the two. I'm still standing on 10 toes. I ain't built to lose. It's a man's world, but this world is pussy power. I've been thinking about it all day. I won't last an hour. Niggas are turn fold just to know if the pussy sweet. Brothers it takes for years, not knowing I hit their weeks. Niggas to spend that bread, pay cash just to eat. They get lost in pillow talk just to get their peace. It's been that way since Adam and fucking Eve. I ain't mad, baby, play the streets, these niggas weak. Heavy anticipated, you thought that the ground was fading. We made a trip to Atlanta just to record amazing.
My look, we ain't gonna give him it all. Yeah. And that hook, homie said, it's a man's world, but in this world is pussy power.
Yeah.
Now, I want to get y'all insight on that. I'm gonna talk to you about how it resonated with me. I want to get y'all insight on that joint.
Yeah.
What y'all mean by that?
Niggas do weird shit for pussy, bro. Niggas like do
weird shit for pussy.
Niggas
man.
Cross their homies for pussy. Niggas
back door.
Right. Niggas to take a life for pussy.
Right.
Niggas to take their own life.
Niggas to take their own life for pussy.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. Like,
women go on girls' trips and try pussy.
That's the power of pussy. Right there. Pussy got so much power. So many women wanted to
eat because of pussy.
Facts.
It's been that way since Adam and fucking Eve.
Yeah.
I ain't mad, baby. Play the streets. These niggas weak.
Yeah.
Hey yo,
7 Wild, bro.
Yo, it's not even close out here, yo.
Right.
Like on some real, like yo, keep it 100, man. Shout out to everybody, but it's not even close.
Like
where we at with this project?
Yeah,
we really like. We was deep in with the pen through Money Never Sleeps and Moneyball and Live, Suffer, Celebrate. Mm-hmm. But this Black Sabbath, we evolved because we was moving around.
We got to see a lot, experience a lot.
Yeah, we was moving around
as we was progressing, we was seeing so much that it was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? We ain't had no choice but to channel that shit into the album. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Like,
pussy is a powerful thing, man.
Yeah, it is.
It is, man. It is.
It gives life and it takes life.
Yeah. For sure, for sure.
But protect your pussy, women. Protect your pussy.
It just shows how much I'm but in this song, it's really in the hook. I'm really like empowering it and I'm explaining.
Right.
Like the weaponization of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's been weaponized against men and it's been weaponized against the world.
Right.
But at the same time, criticized.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Women go through a lot in the world, but they make a lot of shit move too.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's why I was thinking about it. And it's not a diss song, it's just the real song.
Yeah, it's a real song, man. And then, like you're saying, you're explaining to the women who don't get it, because a lot of them use their power willy-nilly, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they don't understand the consequences that come behind that. So when I'm listening to the track, it's explaining that to not only the women, the men too, to understand as well, but with great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly.
So the ladies got to use that power in a smart, mature way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because it's no telling what type of consequences. Like y'all said in the track, it could turn friend to foe.
Yeah.
It's like, it's crazy.
You don't get to choose your consequences, man.
Right.
Nah.
You know
You don't get to choose your what goes around comes around. You don't get to choose your karma.
Nah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you could do some wild shit and then some wild shit times two come back to you. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's so powerful, you could do something so spiteful. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's like, yeah, yo, word up, like women, the power that they have is just, is unbelievable.
Right.
But they also have to be, they got to be the most humble because they got so much power.
Right.
It's like, even, like, we lust that. Like, yo, they...
Oh, that's track later, man. Yo, you already, bro, jumping into lust?
Like, they just, like, lust women, paradise? Like, women is just, like, beautiful. Like, they, like, a amazing species.
Yeah, indeed.
And that's, yo...
Yeah,
Black Sabbath, man. Sabbath Noir, man.
Yeah, we talk about the women power, the power of the pussy, but you said it's a man's world.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
We still make, we built the will.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just a dominance thing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, we understand. It's
a dominance thing at that point. You know what I'm saying?
But understand that we can have five of those things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We can have five of the you know, the pussies or the, you know, vaginas or coochies, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We built the wheel. We built the Eiffel Tower. We built the pyramids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the man. We ordained the head by God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a man's world. Yes. Right. But in this world, it's pussy power.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thinking about it all day, I won't last an hour.
Yeah. I ain't trying to last no hour. Give me about 20 minutes. I'm out of there.
Yo. Hey, yo.
Yo.
That's funny. That's funny because I was on social media earlier today. And I seen a picture. And in the picture, it was a fucking honey pack, a Red Bull, and like a rhino pill.
Crazy work.
I'm like, yo, this nigga trying to catch a heart attack,
right?
And we ain't trying to be in for an hour. Nah, man.
Shit. Fuck, you take that, all of that shit, you in there longer than an hour, nigga. you
in there for a long time with all
pass
that.
Pass the fuck out, nigga.
Right. And when you pass out, it's still going to be up. It's crazy. Like, what you doing to yourself?
Hey, yo,
that shit just be the opposite
to you. Yeah. It, nothing works. Yo,
wow.
Pause.
Man. It's just real talk, man. It's
just drug you taking drugs.
Oh, man.
But nah, though, man. Yo, that song is it's one of them. It's a deep one, man.
Gotta listen to it. Might have to run it back.
Listen to it. Gotta run it back.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you'll catch different things when you run it back.
Yeah,
and then, like, I forgot to tell y'all what this segment is called, because when someone album drop, we do a deep dive in it. I call it Bars to Life.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting in depth with the bars, what you're talking about. We wanted to bring it to life to the audience.
Yeah.
From your perspective, and then with the people that's tuning in, they can see how it relates to them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I give my perspective, too, because what you say don't always, I don't always interpret it as what you was going through. You know what I'm saying? The listener going to interpret it their own way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And how it relates to them. And everybody got their different stories. And so that's what Bars to Life is all about. And then everybody in the comments, they can talk about, you know, how it resonate with them as well. You know what
absolutely.
I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure all the women going to agree with that one.
Pussy power. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Subscribe now for part two.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.